Hi, it's Scott. Rockfile back with another podcast review for you. Going to talk about the 2018 film Beyond the Sky. This is one of those I picked up really cheap from HamiltonBook.com, and I'm really going to have to get into some spoilers. I won't spoil the whole thing for you, but about halfway through, I'll get into some spoilers because I can't really talk about the movie. It's not really a movie I'm going to recommend unless you're into the subject matter and the level of movie that it is, if that makes any sense. Beyond the Sky is a 2018 film. It's the story of a documentary filmmaker who, in his past, his father... Basically, we see in flashbacks, his father kind of ran off his mother, but claims that she was abducted by aliens. And that's kind of been part of his background of his life. And now that he's older, he's going to make a documentary to expose the lies of all these alien abductees. And while doing some research, going to the conventions and such, he meets a woman, and there's more to her story than it appears. And that's how the movie goes. It's an American film. I thought it was Canadian. There's very little information on it. There's no budgetary information. It was the first and only movie from the director, Fulvio Sestito. And it's not badly directed. All in all, it's about a 2.5 to 3 out of 5. If you're used to watching streaming movies, this is probably in the not bad category that you might even recommend to friends. In the movie category, I think it's lacking a little bit in its storytelling, but overall, it's not bad. Ryan Karnes stars as Chris Norton. He's the documentary filmmaker, and I had no idea. He looked familiar. Turns out he's big on General Hospital. I didn't even know General Hospital was still on. Jordan Hinson plays Emily Reed, and when she appears in the movie, I'm like, oh, wow. She's the little girl from the Eureka TV show. She's grown up now. Martin Sesmeyer plays Kyle in the movie. He's one of the abductees. He's also an Alaskan, as it turns out. I looked him up. He's been in a lot of things. Don Stark is in it. He was Bob Pinciotti in the 70s show. Peter Stormare is in it briefly. Dee Wallace is in it briefly. Peter Stormare is probably my favorite Lucifer. He was in Constantine, but he's been in a bunch of movies. And Dee Wallace, you remember her from The Howling and Cujo, and she was very famous for E.T. She was married for a long time. I remember because I first saw her in like The Howling, she was Dee Wallace, and then later she was Dee Wallace Stone. Well, it turns out her husband, Christopher Stone, died in 1995, so now she's back to Dee Wallace. Anyway, these are all players in the movie for long or short. Basically, they're cameos for Dee Wallace and Peter Stormare. Don Stark is in it more than I thought he would be. That's the guy who played Bob on that 70s show. He's not bad, actually, in the film. Everybody else is actually surprisingly good in the movie. So it plays out kind of like the screenplay you would think. You know, he's investigating. There's something in his past that they think his mother was abducted. He's met a woman who seems to actually have been abducted, and drama ensues. It's only an 82-minute movie, so it's not too long. The twists are a little telegraphed, a little too early. You can kind of see what's coming. But then the final twists were actually pretty well done. Special effects are pretty good, even though they tend to reuse them. This is a lower budget movie, obviously, so they have this one really great special effect. They use it 3 or 4 or 5 times in the film. It plays out like you think, and to get into why I don't think it's that great a film, I have to get into spoilers. There's a mid-plot twist. So if you this sounds like a movie you want to see, an alien abduction movie that's not horrible, stop now, go watch the movie, come back. It's available on streaming services. It's got a pretty good poster. Every 7 years they come for her, discover the truth beyond the sky. It's got a spaceship in the sky, lightning coming down, the woman standing in the desert. The woman is our friend from Eureka. So, like I said, for a streaming movie, you have nothing to do on a rainy Sunday afternoon. It's not a bad watch. The acting is fine. The special effects are fine. The twists are fine. You just wish you would do more with the subject matter. So when it comes to the twist, the first big twist in the middle of the movie is they're faking it. Don Stark's character is kind of behind the scenes, faking it, giving people hallucinogens who make them believe they've been abducted. And that kind of makes sense. I mean, the way it happens and the way they reveal it, it's all okay, yeah. But then further into the film, we find out, no, he's faking it, but it sure does look an awful lot like what's really happening. I think maybe the director wanted us to question whether one was real and one wasn't. When they tell you the first one isn't real and they show you the second one, you question a little bit, is this really real? But then they stay in it for a while, so it has to be, right? So anyway, you find out in the last 10 minutes of the film that there are aliens involved. Like I said, it's not a bad film, and that I paid like $2.98 for it. You know, I got my money's worth. I got a podcast out of it and a review. Other than that, the larger actors who are in it elevate the film higher than the regular actors, although I thought Jordan Henson was pretty good in it. She was always good in The Eureka Show, and she's pretty good here. Ryan Carnes is trying really hard. I can imagine it. He's done a lot of TV. He's done a lot more TV. His movies have not been notable. And here he is playing the rugged, good-looking star with the rough past. I'm sure he just relished the opportunity to do this, and he does fine with the role. I think where they're all let down is the director, who was one of the three co-writers of the film. You know, it was filmed on location in Arizona and New Mexico. It was completed in Los Angeles. I really thought it was a Canadian film. And again, I can find very little information about it. It was well shot. It was fine acted. It just didn't, you know, it just didn't jump off the screen. And in the end, it was like, okay, well, that was worth doing a podcast on, but I don't know that I'll ever watch it again. But again, your mileage may vary. This may be right up your alley if you're into these kind of stories. It's pretty well acted and pretty well done. And if you've seen 1,000 of these stories, it's another one. But I do like Peter Stormare and Dee Wallace, and I'll watch them in anything. And they both come out just fine in this. All in all, Beyond the Sky 2018, it was all right, you know? I wouldn't recommend picking it up unless they re-release it in some 4K steelbook, but I don't know that that would actually help. If you can find it for $2.98, maybe, if you can stream it for free, even better. If you're into sci-fi and alien abduction stories, it's not horrible, but there are better ones out there. I'm Scott. I'm Rockfile. I hear a chainsaw has started up in the background, so this will be a good test for the home studio to see if my compressor limiter will limit that out of the sound. More podcasts are on the way. Thank you so much for subscribing, liking, sharing, all the good stuff. Have a spectacular day.